I'm going to talk about tutoring in a second. James, my tutor, it's not a radio tutor, though maybe I should get one. James is here talking about tutoring and things like 11 plus and all that. If you were somebody who struggled at school, could you have done with a tutor? And maybe you're thinking about getting a tutor for your child to get them into that school. 0300 200 40 41. And was there a topic or a subject that you just couldn't crack at school? Let me know. Love to hear from you.
This is BBC Essex, where Essex comes to talk.
Harlow. I love Harlow because the proximity of the town to the general hospital is quite useful.
I think they're just happy-go-lucky people, hardworking.
I've worked in Essex for many years. I always found them to be very honest and honourable and decent.
I think a lot of people do say what they think. I love living in Harlow because of the community spirit. BBC Essex is where Essex comes to talk.
This is BBC Essex.
Yes, and you're talking this morning, Essex. Thank you.
Ronnie Barber's got issues.
This is BBC Essex.
Yes, I'm Ronnie Barber. Issues before us this time, this part of the programme. Have you paid for your child to have extra help? 0300 240 41. The debate about the state of Britain's school continues. We're hearing lots in the news today about whether grammar schools are socially inclusive. But it seems more and more parents are hiring tutors to help their children succeed. Last year, one in four UK children, almost half in London, were having private tuition to help them with schoolwork. Join us now, James Goldsmith, he's Academic Director of 11 Plus Tutors in Essex. James, good, and thank you for coming. What would be your chosen subject on University Challenge?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maths?
It's really a mixture of maths and English, I think. Really
I'd probably go Morecambe and Wise. Hey, have you seen a lot of people? Are you getting a lot more inquiries now for tutoring now, James?
Yeah, we're certainly seeing a big surge in traffic on our website. And people are certainly taking education very seriously, certainly in North Essex and indeed South Essex because of our almost unique situation with a grammar school system that we have here. Some counties don't have any grammar schools, but we do, you know, and we're finding lots of people moving down from London to this area purely off the back of the education system that's offered in Essex.
Ostensibly the grammar school system then?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it harder to get into grammar schools now? I mean, I thought the kind of percentage would... Is there a percentage pass?
No, it's extremely difficult. It's a really high bar. This is an exam that it really is aimed at the more able child. And, you know, I believe that a figure quoted to me was around 4,000 children sat it just for the Essex grammar schools this year. The results are collated and they're ranked into order and they just take off the intake that they can manage for each of the grammar schools, you know, so... It depends on the strength of that year as to how easy or how difficult it is to get in.
I understand you're a businessman. You're running a business. Do you feel anything about, you know, do you think it's not a great situation that people have to be tutored to pass an exam to get into that school?
I think it's a mistake to think that, you know, all children have to be tutored to pass the 11 plus, and certainly that's not the intention of the Essex Consortium or the Chelmsford Girls School. It's an exam for the more able. You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that tutoring certainly does help make a child more competitive. I don't think we can put something there that possibly isn't in the first place, but we can certainly refine the abilities that are there, and that's really our job. That's what I see.
How do you manage that then? How do you manage that situation where the parents are desperate to get the children to the best school, but you must see children fronting you thinking, you're not really driven down the academic... I mean, I've got two sons. One was academic, one wasn't, and they both made their own way in life. You must see that as well.
Yeah, and can I just make this clear that, you know, I believe actually that we should cater for academic children, and I think their needs need to be met, and I do believe in the grammar school system. But equally, I actually think that Germany have a good system where people with a skills-based education are held, you know, that's given parity of esteem. So I think maybe we should do more, you know, alongside maybe a boost in grammar schools, I think maybe a boost in recognising skills-based and practical education as well at the same time.
The vocational side, you think?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We need it.
Yeah, because, I think when I grew up, lucky enough, I had a teacher who spotted that I was good with English. But I would have gone the vocational route. I would end up being, and nothing wrong with this, and this is what we have to say, I would end up being a plumber or a joiner. And that's, that route would have been open to me. Generally then, if the more people are looking for tutoring, is it just about passing exams and 11 pluses? Or are you finding that maybe our school system at the moment isn't strong enough in certain respects, in certain subjects?
I think that any school system, and I'm going to group independent schools, which I've got some experience of, and I have experience of the children on a weekly basis, and state schools, who are also a big part of our customer base. I don't think either of those can ever fully meet the needs of one child. I've got two young children myself, and I'm already paying for tuition for those. I know that schools do a really good job, but when your child sat in a class of maybe 30 other children, and you're dealing with really fundamental issues such as numeracy and literacy, you really can't afford for there to be gaps in their knowledge. And I think, it's so crucial to get that right early on.
The pressures to do that then, and so your children are very young then, I take it, and you're paying for tutoring for them?
Already, yeah.
So you're not happy with the way the school's doing it?
I'm happy with the school, but working in the industry that I work in, I can recognise that there are always going to be limitations placed on mass education.
How much would a session of tutoring, and do you sign up for a term, how much does it cost? Is it expensive?
I'm not going to quote figures on air, but it's not cheap. And I think, it's really a question of priority and sacrifice. If I was going to tell you that I could be buying a new car with the amount of money that I spend on my children's tuition on a Saturday morning, but I don't. I drove an old car myself, and that's my priority system, And I think plenty of other parents that we come across are reprioritizing things in terms of maybe making their child's education really, a fundamental thing.
The issue I have with it, and it's probably one that's you can foresee, is tutoring and people who can afford it. Does that exclude the people who can't afford tutoring? Do they, will there be people listening this morning that's thinking, well, my son, my grandson, granddaughter, could do with tutoring, but we can't quite afford it?
Well, that's a really good question. I couldn't really speak for everyone, and I do have sympathy for the people in that position. I would say that generally, I think it's surprising how you can reallocate your own household finances and reprioritise. I think you'd be surprised how people could do that. And we do come across people who are quite hard up and still find the money for this and think it, and at the end of the process think it's worth every penny, to be honest with you.
Can you stay a bit longer? Because I'm fascinated by this. And listeners, I'd love to hear from you as well. 0300 240 41. If you had the chance and you could have afforded a tutor, would you have paid for a tutor? You might be thinking about doing it as well. And also about when you were at school, were there topics or subjects that if private tutoring was available, you would have had it? 0300 240 41. And any parents or grandparents with children at some of our grammar schools in the county, in Essex, I'd like to hear from you. The grammar school system, is that the way ahead? Was it the best thing that you could have done? You can text me 81333, start your message with Essex, or you can call me 0300 240 41. Guest in this part of the programme is James Goldsmith, Academic Director of 11 Plus Tutors in Essex. Text in from Debs, James in Colchester. Love the show, Ronnie. We were considering a maths tutor to help my son for his GCSEs, but then he got a wonderful new maths teacher at school and it just clicked. He ended up with A star maths and even got 100% in one of his exam papers. It's an interesting moment as well, isn't it? Those teachers that just make you, kind of tie in and kind of associate yourself more with the way they're teaching. It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, a large part of being a good teacher is about being able to forge relationships, and about personality and I think a passion for the subject. Recognising things in your students, trying to bring out the best in them, having high standards for them, and really assessing them properly to know where they are.
Here's my issue with it, the way we stand at the moment is, and I said in the build-up and one of my ramblings is I wonder whether we're getting people to pass exams, but are we producing kids out of school who are really, really, you know, good start citizens? You know, they're ready for society. Are we producing that, or are we just producing exam machines, James?
I think that's a really good question as well.
I can do good questions.
That's a really good one. I think the problem with school is its scope can be limitless. You know, the scope of what school can achieve in people's eyes can be almost limitless. You know, we can create world peace. You know, we can solve hunger problems around the world as long as we teach it properly in schools. You know, and unfortunately, the time the children have with the teacher is limited, and obviously the national curriculum is quite challenging, and there's lots to cover in the time, and you know there has to be a focus somewhere, and you know there's been a swing back since Michael Gove to a more academic curriculum, and that's where the focus is at the moment. You know,
question has just come in: if you tutor a child to pass 11 plus or some kind of entrance exams, do they end up struggling when they actually get to grips with the curriculum? It's an interesting point, is that you tutor, get them through the 11 plus, and then when they get into the grammar school or whatever, they struggle because, you know, maybe they peaked at the exam phase.
Well, when we take students on with my company, we actually do an initial assessment, so we're really looking for, you know, latent ability in the child anyway. So we're really looking for that kind of material, and really the preparation is not kind of falsifying their ability in that sense. We're really just helping them pass the initial assessment, the 11 plus, but really we would have confidence that they're the type of child that, you know, would do well at grammar school. That's where we are.
Do you, generally speaking, James, where do you think we are as an education system? You know, private or and public? Are we as good as we were 10, 15 years ago? Because, you know, I've done phone-ins ad nauseum about a new education minister coming in and changing the curriculum again, and the more emphasis on this and not on that. Where do you think we stand now?
I think if we look globally at the situation, I think there is a danger of slipping back. I know that there's a big focus at the moment with looking towards China, for example, and the way they deliver their maths. We're looking at, you know, maths mastery in primary schools. But also, you know, it requires a cultural shift, I think, as well. Dare I say that there can be a different cultural attitude towards education within different geographical areas. And that really counts for a lot, you know, the way the family view education, the way society view education, whether we celebrate academic achievement or whether we just look at celebrity as something that's aspirational.
Yeah, I get that.
All of these things contribute, you know, and I think there are some developing countries out there that are rapidly catching up with us, you know, there are talk about emerging universities that could be overtaking ours as centres of excellence within the next few years, you know.
What happens if you tutor somebody and they don't pass the exam? Do you have to give a refund? Is there something?
No. We make no bones about it that, you know, we cannot guarantee a grammar school place. I mean, the very nature of the selection process means that can never be guaranteed. We can, with the right child, we can greatly increase the chances, and we do get a really, really good success rate. You know, we work with children that possibly, you know, have got the potential in the first place, you know, but we can't guarantee that, I'm afraid.
James, and thank you for coming in. Really interesting. I've enjoyed it. And I don't always say that. You know, I don't always do it. Victoria Dever, do you always say that? Enjoy the guests? Yeah, thank you very much. So you're good. We'll have you back, if that's all right. This is an anonymous texter. I'm in my late 60s, and I went to a technical high school in Kent. I passed my 11 plus and seemed to be more practical than academic. The system suggested was there then. This idea of, you know, you can still be vocational and go and do a practical rather than academic.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. Maybe we should reverse it and say, listen, you know, academic's great. And if you go for academia, great. But we've got to say, you know, if you want to do a vocational job, good on you as well.
You know, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. You know,
it's this idea that there's, you know, if you do that, it's, you're a lesser citizen than...
Yeah,
you
know, no, not at all. And I think, you know, if we... I know I've mentioned Germany before, but they've got a different attitude towards education and work, you know, and they're a very industrious nation, as we know, and very highly competitive. And it's certainly not frowned upon to be a practical learner at all.
James, thank you so much for coming in. James Goldsmith, Academic Director of 11 Plus Tutors in Essex. And we'd love to hear from you. What about you at school? When you got to the 11 Plus, were you kind of forced through the 11 Plus when perhaps you could have been vocational? And would you think about taking on a tutor? Would you, if you could afford it, would you do it? 0300 200 40 41. If it meant you got your child into a grammar school, or you just thought they needed a bit more support and you were prepared to, as James was saying, sacrifice, you know, the holidays, the new car, that you spend your money on your children's education. 0300 200 40 41. It's Ronnie Barber's Got Issues.